This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back to this. I got to get to a lot of content that's pertinent to our conversation, and then I want to get over to the main topic. And this all coincides with what we're talking about, how it is, to me, one of the greatest wonders how few are allowed to rule over the billions. And you know how they're doing that? They're taking your money by force through extortive measures. And that would be through the IRS. And if you're listening to me in another country, I don't know how they're doing it to you there, but I'm sure it's pretty similar to the way that they're doing it here. And I'm not a tax protester, but I am telling you, and I'm not trying to say that to safe vouch myself neither. I'm saying that because I'm not. There is lawful tax, and there's unlawful tax. And what I'm talking about is the unlawful tax that's being thrown on the American people. I am tired of it. Let's go back to this. I was highlighting the fact that Delta is now requiring airlines to hire paralyzed, deaf, blind, epileptic, mentally disabled gay dwarfs. Liberty One highlighted that. Have you been noticing, friends, there was just a brand new report about another plane that started on fire 35,000 feet in the air. The one prior to that, as a memory comes back, as I recollect these issues with the airlines. Remember the Alaskan airline? I think this was about 2 weeks ago. Their plane parts started to fall off during takeoff. And then also there's another airline, and that one fails to come back to me, but I know it's a fact that another airline, when it took off, the door flew right off. Okay. So what's happening is the airlines are becoming more dangerous. And how could it be otherwise when you're hiring paralyzed, deaf, blind, epileptic, mentally disabled gay dwarfs? No joke. Okay, now let's go back to the issue of sodomy, because that's what I want to make a point of before we get over to the main topic in focus. Okay, so I just highlighted the fact from One American News that a rep filed an Oklahoma bill that would ban furries. Okay, kids want to now have kitty litter boxes in their schools. Well, this should come as no surprise, and then understanding why Barack Obama appointed over 225 sodomites to government positions. Again, look at the Supreme Court. John Roberts is a gay advocate. He's a sodomite lover. And so is Alina Kagan. She was appointed to queerify Harvard. She is a devil. She never judged a case a day in her life, yet your senators on a federal level approved her. Okay? Let's go back to the airlines and just bring about the correlation. Did you see this? United Airlines CEO is a cross-dressing freak. Of course he is. Of course he is. Because there's no more of an explanation that could be accepted by anybody than understanding that's exactly who he is and what he is. See, because these people are dictated, they're controlled, they're extorted. They do what they're told. That's what this alliance is. If you've not seen Conspiracy, if you've not seen the movie, the documentary movie called Conspiracy, what the producer did was he did his best to basically garner all of the notes taken from a meeting that was taking place in Germany back in the 30s, pre-Holocaust days. They wanted to liquidate the Jews, the Gypsies, their political opposition, and the list goes on. If you've not seen that, you have to understand. I'll put a little salt on your tongue concerning the topic. during that meeting, there were people that were in place there by Adolf Hitler with this alliance. Anybody that objected to the alliance and taking orders from Adolf Hitler, they were threatened in a very diplomatic fashion. And what you'll take from the movie documentary is that they all fell into line. They did what they were told. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they were extorted. And I'm telling you, it's the same thing going on with all of these corporations that are going along with the sodomite agenda. And that's why they're all being appointed from the top down. Because they'll take orders. Okay? Look at this. This is Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines. This is reported by none other. Let's go back over to this so you can see for yourself. This is Revolver News. Okay. Then what we're doing is going back to see Scott Kirby, the CEO of United, dressing up in drag. This is the head of United. Okay. Now, let's listen to what this interviewer brings about concerning. And it's interesting how he gets all the attention that he needs. Okay, just like the one that tweeted himself out as the gayest president in American history, Donald Trump, right? He's being totally censored, all his worshipers believe. But isn't it interesting that every break we hear about Donald Trump, he's not being censored, he's being promoted. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly what they're doing. And Albert Pike comes to my aid as well when he said, when the people need a hero, we'll do it. They love an underdog. Yep. Donald Trump is the point man. He's the one that will do his best to fulfill the obligations to seal the deal with the global order. I don't care if you believe it or not. If you'd like to challenge that, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back to the cross-dresser, the CEO from United. Let's see what he has
to
say.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color. Today, only 19% of our pilots at United Airlines are women or people of color.
And this is the same narrative that BlackRock meant to enforce, if you remember correctly.
White males don't just dominate in the cockpits, also in the C-suite at United Airlines.
Well, look, at United, I'm proud of the diversity that we actually have in our C-suite. I think if you look around corporate America.
Correct me if I'm saying that. This is just based off your website.
I'm proud of the diversity. I'm proud, just like the devil, to rebel against God, only to eat the fruit of my own ways. I'm proud to be the one that's going to lead everybody to hell, because everybody that goes along with this narrative is going to reap their own judgment. See, that's what people don't realize yet. That's why they play these games. Let me get over to this. This last week, I highlighted, January 19th, yesterday, sodomite crime spree, just this last week, and they wanted you to believe that they were the victims. In Maine right now, they're trying to propose a bill. Okay, again, here's the government trying to advocate for the crime. New proposed bill in Maine says that the state can take custody of a kid if the parents oppose a sex change surgery and the chemical castration of their kids. This was just last week. Americans, one of the greatest wonders to me is how few rule over the billions. The person that proposed that bill is responsible, again, for felonious activity. That person is a criminal. The state has no children. The state is assuming authority that has never been given to them by the people. That means they're operating outside of their scope of authority. They're removing the confines of their duties found within, which are found within Article 2, Section 3, under Article 6, Section 2. They have failed to do that. Americans, the great wonder is why the people tolerate these crimes. This is in Maine alone. That's just the tip of what I'm going to show you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
So what I'm showing you right now, folks, is one of the great wonders to me, and I'm sure it's a great wonder to many, is how few rule over the billions and why the billions allow the few to rule over them. And especially in such a fashion. I mean, I'm highlighting the fact that what Delta is responsible for, pushing the sodomite agenda. That's illegal activity in this country. Then I took the time to show you a representative in Oklahoma had to propose a bill that would ban kids from wanting to be animals and having kitty litter boxes in their schools. And the parents dropped their kids off to this. That's how it's all being done, right? And then I highlighted the fact that United Airlines CEO is a cross-dressing freak. Of course he is. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Do you want to listen to me yet? Okay, they're sick in the mind. You have the lunatics wanting to rule the asylum. Okay, and that's where we're at. That's where we're at. During the break, oh, by the way, here I thought you might like this. Here's a make drag shows great again. It shows a cowboy dragging a man by a rope. Huh. Make drag shows great again. Somebody just posted that. So I thought you might get a kick out of that. But if you look at the law, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 tells us it's an abomination. So is the act of sodomy. This is called setting yourself in daring the justice of God, and that's what America is doing. So let's go to the next point here, okay? I just showed you the pictures of Scott Kirby, the CEO of United, dressed up as a cross-dresser. It's that sick, right? During the break, this is what just came across my desk. Trans golfer Haley Davidson wins women's tournament, increasing chances to LBGA tour. Wow. Look at that. Look at that. That's a man with a skirt on. Isn't that cute? And every one of them, when you look at their faces, you can see that they are mentally distorted. Every one of them. It's a man. Okay, I'm not putting the music up. They are. Okay, this is a man dressed as a woman. Okay, and who's allowing this to go on? And I want you to see this, because this is my frustration with people in this country. What's the first thing Colin Rugg says? He's the one that reported this. What did he say? Rest in peace, women's sports. Rest in peace, women's sports. Wait, where's the law? No, oh, wait a minute, it's your representatives that are doing this. Where are the people to go to Provision 2-4, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution and impeaching the people that are advocating for these crimes? Nowhere. It's out of sight and out of mind. Where are these ones that call themselves to be Christians? Where is it that they're making reference to God's law, which were established on common law, to enforce it and bringing judgment upon the heads of those that advocate these crimes? Out of sight and out of mind. That's why you're in trouble. Evil men understand not judgment. Proverbs 25. It also says right before that, those that forsake God's law praise the wicked. Yeah, they praise their politicians for doing these things. They get a kick out of it. Somehow or another, it's like a circus that the politicians add to, the clowns in the circus of politics add to. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Okay, so back to this. I just highlighted the fact that in Maine, the said representative is trying to propose a bill to steal away kids from parents who oppose sex change and chemical castration. Not making it up. It's really happening. Just highlighted this last week in Florida, 123 arrested in human trafficking operation, including an elementary school teacher. Take that over to the Pentagon crimes. Remember the guy that was overseeing the elementary schools? He was busted trafficking children at the Pentagon. Yep. No surprise here. I highlighted over the last week, drugged up children are being trafficked at the border by single adult men. Oh, my goodness. If that doesn't get to your heart, I don't know what does. And then we highlighted the fact that the ex-leader of the Canadian LGBTQ pride group accused of child sex crimes. Of course. Because it's all, hey folks, their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. And then here's a brand new one that I just got yesterday. Director of the California LGBTQ Center busted in child sexting. Of course. It all goes with the territory. Now, I got about 5 minutes to finish this point up, and I'm going to, and we're going to jump over on the other side of this and put a positive to it, because I want to put a question to the people that are listening to me. How is it that you allow the few corrupt to rule over the billions? Because in this country, we're ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're not ruled by corrupt politicians. We're ruled by God and His moral law. Because our rights come from Him, not from the privileges of the state. Now, I'm saying that to say this. All of what I just showed you, I want you to consider this. In proving the point, we have one of the good guys, Senator Kennedy, from Louisiana, interviewing during the whole week of sexual crimes committed by sodomites against children. And these other crimes that are coming to the surface concerning these airline CEOs, this golf tournament, so on and so forth. I want to show you that it's your said representatives that are entertaining all of this. This is all being done by force. The law stands against them to condemn their crimes. Nowhere do they have legal standing. Nowhere. They don't have the right to break God's moral law. Charles D. Montesquieu. Okay? Senator Kennedy this week was interviewing these individuals, and you got to kind of prepare yourself for what you're going to hear here, because it's highly offensive. But I want you to pay attention as to how the senator plays up to these sodomites and those that are advocating crimes against children through the library books, child porn, where they're teaching kids 13 years old how three teenagers, 13 years old, rape a 13-year-old boy in fine detail. That is one and a voluminous amount of accounts in these books that are found in public schools today. Listen to how they justify it, and then listen to how Senator Kennedy, the good guy, the best that you have, plays up and pretends with those that are trying to advocate for these crimes. Listen to this.
To Kill a Mockingbird, which involves a rape scene, should that book be pulled from our libraries? I think it becomes a slippery slope.
I think you ought to think about it a little bit more before you come here.
I've thought about
it, Senator. If you're going to propose something, you ought to be able... in 30 seconds to be
appeaser, that's all he is
asking us to do. Miss Kelly, what do you understand? Well, let me skip you for a second. Cameron, tell me what you're proposing.
It's pronounced Mix.
Mix? Is that it?
Okay, so listen to this. So he's going to an individual named Cameron, and he asks him a question. Notice the first thing this man that has taken on effeminacy says back to him. He gives him what the name is that he wants to be called by. Now, look at how Kennedy plays up to him.
How would you like me to refer to you?
Senator, your definition of sexual is synonymous with LGBTQ identity.
What am I missing, folks? What? Hey, folks. 17 years ago, this was completely condemned by the American people. What are we doing? During the week of crime, the crime spree being committed against the American people, namely the children in this country, in the halls of government, they're asking men that act like women what you think we should do concerning these child pornography books that are being thrown onto the kids in public schools. What kind of a response do you think you're going to get, America? The Lord said Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live. In other words, don't do this because Sodom and Gomorrah was what I'm going to show you that I'm not going to put up with. But yet in America, we're going ahead and we're testing ourselves. We're testing our wooden swords and our broken shields against the God of heaven that established this country. Oh my goodness. And you're bringing the curse upon yourself. Let's go on.
You that I'm asking you to tell me you read those two excerpts.
Gender
Do
queer.
You think that are you asking that only librarians and not parents have any say in whether minors can read those books? Is that what you're saying?
Gender queer has never been in my school library, so it's never been banned.
Well, suppose it was. Should it be up just to the librarian, or should parents have a say?
There should be facilitation of collaboration between
students.
Should
parents have a say?
Parents should be working with students and educators to be making decisions because students
are... And who decides ultimately? The librarian, or do you take a vote, or who takes the vote?
Book review committees in the community in my school district.
You want a committee to decide?
There are committees.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you, how do we decide whether the two books that I just referenced should be available in the library? What would you, if you were running things, what would you do?
All Boys Aren't Blue, the scene you mentioned, is about sexual abuse.
I know what it's about.
It's not
what
erotic.
Would you do in terms of making the books available? Would you say anybody can see them, or they have to be in a special session?
Students who do not read books like All Boys Aren't Blue cannot learn what is appropriate.
I understand that.
They cannot learn.
I understand, but
so you want to help me understand this, because I can explain it to you. It's your government doing this. This senator has the audacity to sit there and ask a man that acts like a woman what they should do with these child porn books that are being inundated on the children of the American people.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. launched three more airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday in response to Houthi attacks against ships in the Red Sea. President Biden said he's always been on board with border change, telling the press his first day in office he presented a policy change about the border to lawmakers who did nothing with that. Yesterday, the anti-abortion March for Life took over Washington, D.C., with thousands of people marching for the second time since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. March is on the way, sort of, if you're tired of this Arctic weather. The weather next week is expected to be almost spring-like, with temps 10 to 20 degrees above normal, more like March than January. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so one of the greatest wonders, friends, and it's always gone through me. I do not understand why the people in this country or in any other country put up with the crimes of the few. I don't understand it. I mean, folks, in America, I mean, we used to have our president all the way up until the 50s. They'd be walking, and I'm talking about the said president, okay? I know that there's a transition in 1871 concerning the corporation. I get that. But what I'm talking about is Truman used to walk up and down the streets, shaking the hands of the constituents. He didn't have to have armed security detail around him. He didn't have to have 13-foot fences around the people's White House. The people didn't have to spend $75,000 every time the president moved with his little entourage of security. Americans have taken on that their said representative government has now become the kings and queens in their life. You are sadly mistaken. And I want to tell you something. The reason they have to secure themselves and have armed security details around themselves against the people is because they're not working for the people anymore. And you know what's worse? You know it. You know what? That's not American government. When the people, as said representatives, begin to work against them, the people know it. They're not stupid. They can figure this kind of stuff out. But what you're seeing is foreign to American government. And all of who we are is now being relinquished over to the United Nations, who's trying to create this global order. You have 737 military bases in 142 countries. Americans, there's no constitutional provision for any of this nonsense. But anyways, let's get over to this because I'm hoping to get to something here to show you exactly what I'm talking about at the end of this show. During the break, I was just thinking about Psalm 105, verse 15, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm, those that hold to the law and the prophets. don't touch my kids. For it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. I don't know what part of the Bible people didn't read. I mean, does anybody pay attention to what took place after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? All the judgments that were talked about in Luke 13, 34, and 35, they came to pass, didn't they? Yes, they did. That was the greatest exhibition of God's power over the prince of the power of the air and the earth. That's what that was all about. Yesterday I brought this up, and I want to say this really quick just in process. God's wrath is a part of God's glory, but if you look at the cross and don't see the wrath of God against sin, God's hatred towards sin, you're not seeing the love of God there either. And if you've never been to the cross, it's because nobody ever preached the law to drive you to the foot of it. Romans 3:20, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Okay? When I'm giving you those scripture, folks, those are popping up. That's for you. Read them. So is it true that we have all the promises going for us? Absolutely. Why is it that people hold to the wrong and speak the language of the enemy rather than having their conversation become with the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's because what they're feeding upon. And you are what you eat, regardless if you like it or not. Remember, the Bible tells us in Revelation 12:9 that Satan deceived the whole world. He is a liar. Okay? He's a liar. I'm thinking of something right now, and I just got a thought that I think I'm supposed to share with you. I shouldn't say think. I know I'm supposed to share with you, but I'm trying to buy a little time. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. That one came up really nice. I want you to listen to this. Have you ever heard of this before? No, I just got to wait for it to pull up. And this is live radio, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, listen to this. And it's true. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow a thought and reap an act. And the Bible says we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. We're not responsible, like D.L. Moody said, for the birds that fly over air, but we are if we allow them to nest in our hair. That's our thoughts, okay? And we're to take every one of them captive and make it obedient to the word of God. And once your obedience is fulfilled, guess what? You're going to take vengeance. You're going to take vengeance and revenge on all disobedience. That's to the repentant. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. I'll say it one more time. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Is it true? Oh my goodness, it's totally scriptural. Now, this all spawned off the conversation of touch not mine anointed, and then holding it to Scripture. And in contrast to the name of the show today, where it says one of the greatest wonders to me is how few rule over the billions, hey, folks, let me ask you something. In the present, who has written the book? In the present, who has written history? The Lord has. His dash story has meaning, right? We've heard that history is written by men who hung heroes. But let me ask you something. In spite of that, and I understand what they're saying, but they're completely wrong in what they're trying to say. History is written by men who hung heroes? No, 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 no. The Lord always gets the last word. He gets the first word in, he gets the one in the middle, and he gets the last word at the end of the day. Every single time, and I'm thankful for all of that. And I'm thankful for all of that. I want you to tell me why it is that the billions allow, and I'm talking about the righteous in Christ. And the righteous in Christ are actually on my side because they're my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. But I want you to just contemplate, why is it that the massive amount of people allow the crimes of the few? How many times I see people talk about the 300 men, the globalists that control the world, they don't control anything that you don't give them control over. They don't control anything that you do not give them control over. Do you need me to say it again? They can't ride your back unless you're bent over to let them ride your back. It's when you stand up is when you set the record straight. Let me show you the history of those that have sowed bad seed. And did I say again? Forgive me. Okay. Remember John the Baptist? What do we hear from these worldly-minded men? Oh, John the Baptist, he was killed by the king. Can I ask you something? Christians, in chapter 3 of Luke, why did he, verse 19, I believe, why did John the Baptist, why was he beheaded? For exposing and calling out the sins and transgressions of King Herod. Now, I know most people say that we have nothing to do with politics, but let me ask you something, illiterate one. Do you live politics? Oh, yeah, everybody lives politics. Okay, politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. The Lord established the entity, an institution called government. That's why you see Moses everywhere in this country. Okay, let's go over to Herodias, Antipas, and Herodias, who are responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Did they get the last word? Because that's all we hear. Look what they did to John. Look what they did to the 11 of the 12 martyrs. Look what they did to Jesus. Wait a second. Jesus is alive forevermore. He sits in his glory at the right hand of my Father. What are you talking about? He didn't lose. He won. He didn't lose. He won. But we always hear about, look what they did to the church. Look at the church is defeated. You're sadly mistaken. Again, the church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. The hammer's changed out, not the anvil. The seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. Even if we die, the Lord will establish his seed. And when we leave our bodies, we don't die. We go into eternity. Either to the just or to the unjust. Depending upon who are we in Christ, right? And if we've been washed in that blood and sanctified by that Spirit. Okay, so Herod, Antipas, and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. And Herod himself attempted the plot of the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were sent into exile. But we never hear about how they died. Nope. We never see where, when the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," he meant just that. Did you know that Antipas died miserably? What about Pontius Pilate or Pontius Pilate? He handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of that of Caligula in AD 37 through 41. He was sent into exile. And eventually committed suicide. Whoa, kind of like Judas, right? Yep. That's what happens when you begin to forfeit the truth, the Christ. When you kiss the Son of Man in betraying the truth yourself, you're going to commit suicide. Because you just sowed that seed into your life. Repent. The Jews who had rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus. Listen carefully. The Jews who had heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of, this is found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, to the number of 1,100,000. They were, guess what? Crucified to the walls. Those are the ones that were saying, "Let his blood be upon us." They were crucified to the walls. They were the ones that went along with the Herodians and the Pharisees, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Okay? Many of them were just accomplices. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought to Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured by the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. Oh, and I got more to tell you, because I know people just think that, you know, the church is defeated. When I'm here to tell you, the opposite is absolutely the truth of the matter. GCN, we got a call up there. I don't know who it is or where they're calling from. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The great wonder of the day is how the billions on this earth submit themselves to the few. And what's even beyond that, the unthinkable, is when those people allow the likes of a Bill Gates, a Klaus Schwab, and the powers that are tolerated to continuously advance their desire and will to establish a global order. Folks, they want to make sure that you feed on their narrative. They want to make sure that you feed on their food, their water. They only want you consuming the air that you... Folks, every facet of your life, they want control of it. Why? And yet the Lord says, the heart in me is justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26:9. I mean, maybe we just have so many cowards in this world that are willing to just go ahead and pass their kids off to the next tyrant that's coming up in the near future. Because it would be good for their parents, like our forefathers did, to send the message and teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, that we're not putting up with that. And we want to teach our kids that before we leave this earth. Nope, that's not the message. That's what it should be, though. That's what our forefathers did. The vain Senate of Rome, who rejected Christ after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him just the same way they're rejecting him today. And it's not just, they're rejecting him in the world because the church is rejecting him. Okay? And when you look at that, I said, again, forgive me. The emperor reign over them rather than... Okay, so what they did is they submitted, being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek king of glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. God gave them over to the one that they submitted to. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed, and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of 300 years. Oh my goodness. That's insanity. It absolutely is. You ever heard the death of Mussolini? This is the guy that threw his hand up in the air and said, you know what? Go ahead, God, if you're there, strike me dead. It's recorded three times. Did anybody see how, I said it again. Did anybody see how Mussolini was delivered up? He was hung upside down with his cabinet and his mistress right next to him while the people of Italy beat him to a bloody pulp. And they hung him up in the square for everybody to see that God is who he says he is. Now, the Lord doesn't desire the death of the wicked. That's up to them. But the wicked are those that know to do right, but they do the wrong thing. What about Napoleon? He's the guy that said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Yeah. What about Voltaire? Remember that guy? I know a lot of idiot students in public schools and colleges today like to talk about Voltaire. You know, he's the guy that said he was going to get rid of the memory of the 12 stinky fishermen. How'd that fare for him? On his deathbed, his maid heard him and recorded in his home him asking for a preacher. She said, I never want to see another atheist, as he called himself. There's no such thing. If there was no God, there would be no atheist. They spend their whole lives warring against a God that they don't want you to believe in, but they're warring against him right in front of you. Okay, that's the most ridiculous. And that is what precedes communism, too. But Voltaire on his deathbed, the maid said that it was as if I was watching the man fall into hell, into the flames of hell themselves. I never want to see it again. Did you know that Voltaire's home was used to reproduce Bibles 50 years after his death? See, God is not mocked. Now, what I want to get to, and I don't have time to go through this one because I got a call and then I got something I want to share with you before the end of the show. But I want you to go and I want you to look at the promises of God, the promises of God to the church. In Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15, 1 through 15 in both chapters. Go to Exodus 23, read the whole chapter, okay, and just read those three chapters. And you tell me in Christ how anybody lives in defeat. Because I, for the life of me, cannot find it in Scripture. Scripturally speaking, nobody can justify what's happening in this country today, outside of the fact that there's a whole lot of counterfeits that call themselves Christians, and that's exactly what we're dealing with. For the sake of time, I'm going to take Jeff. Jeff, can we make this really quick, my friend? I don't mean to cut you off. I know you've been holding on for about 10 minutes here, but can we go ahead and make this as quick as possible? Do we not have Jeff?
I've got a couple of short quotes.
Okay.
And they're from a book written by Robert Welch in 1963. Those who know who Robert Welch is know. This is from Daniel Webster. There is nothing so powerful as truth, and often nothing so strange. George Washington, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains taken to bring it to light. And brother, you and Tim have definitely worked the pains in bringing truth to light.
Thank you, sir.
The last one is from Theodore Roosevelt. This is for all those Trumpites out there.
Yeah.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country.
Amen.
It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff. I totally appreciate that. I for the sake of time, I've got 3 minutes left. I totally appreciate you, brother. And again, thank you for your call from Tennessee. I want to show you exactly what Jeff just talked about in piggybacking. A crew went out and they asked a bunch of Trump-like, Trump worshippers, Acts 12:22. Why they're supporting Donald Trump, and I want you to hear this. Just last week, a bunch of pastors in Iowa were outraged by the new video created about Donald Trump, creating him in a Messiah's image. But it shows you how far these people, they're sick. They are beyond helpable. This is what worship looks like, and I want you to see it for yourselves, folks.
4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator, or 4 years of President Biden reelected? You know, you don't have to like the words that come out of the man's mouth, but sometimes in life we all need a good paddling from the principal.
A good paddling from the principal, creating Donald Trump in his mind as being that principal that needs to paddle the butts of the American people. Okay? This is how far it's going.
To set our life on the right track.
To set our life on the right track. Donald Trump is the one that's going to set their life on the right track. This is all the mainstream media. This is what they're feeding on, is the mainstream media. I'm going to keep going on here.
It does need a little bit of that. We need a little paddling. I mean, I was a problem child growing up, and it took a good leadership.
Keep in mind, dictators are also considered to be fathers of their nation.
Some of that.
This is exactly where this is going.
Hands down, believe people wanted it 4 years ago, 3 years ago. So,
but they didn't vote that way, right?
I don't know about that.
Do you think it was a stolen election?
Without a doubt.
The other day, Donald Trump said on his first day he's going to be a dictator.
See, so there, by the way, I didn't see that, but notice that again, the American people believe it was completely fraud. But what they did is they put Joe Biden in place to do the dirty biddings that Donald Trump teed him up for. Now, listen to the rest of this.
Here for a day.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Would you rather have Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 years or reelect Joe Biden for 4 years?
I would rather have Donald Trump. I'd like to see the repeal of the Roosevelt Law so that he can be a president for a lot more than 4 years. But we, this country, needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
Are we this far gone, Americans? This is the Trump worshipers. This is how sick these people are.
Donald Trump said in a speech that on day one for a
look
day
at these
he would
useful
be a
idiots.
What do you think of that?
No idea.
I just came out of public school. I don't know my left hand from my right hand.
4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Joe Biden as a president?
Trump.
As a dictator.
Maybe.
Would you rather have 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator?
Folks, this is all funny, and they're taking it lightly, but they have no
Donald Trump all the way.
Understanding.
Even as a dictator.
Yes, yes.
Even coming
no understanding
out of,
yes,
of
yes.
What a dictator is.
Would you rather have 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Joe Biden as a president?
Now, we have a dictator currently, so.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so folks, again, you can't make this up. And this is exactly what we're going to get more of if the American people don't put a stop to all this nonsense. I want to say this in ending. There's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, and you haven't heard a word from them. Go to ballotpedia.org. Ballotpedia.org. These are all of the names that you did not hear a word from because the mainstream media censored them. And the bad guy, Donald Trump, is the one that they kept in front of your faces. This is what communists do. This is who they are. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And that's what's in play right now. Folks, if Trump gets back in, you haven't seen anything yet. Mark those words. We'll be right back. I'm sorry. We'll talk to you on Monday. Love you by what we do. First down 318.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.